Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We're here each Sunday at noon. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again with today with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all of your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Glad to be back. It feels like we haven't done the show in a while, I'll tell you the truth. But hey, remember to download our new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. Here's what the app does when you download it at the touch of a button, everybody. You can now have instant access to all the Florida laws governing associations, whether it's condos, HOAs, even co-ops. We'll even throw in the Florida Administrative Code. And, of course, this should be coming in handy during the busy election season that we're now all in the middle of. You can listen to any of our past Condo Craze shows instantly. And, by the way, if you missed last week's show, the show 2 weeks ago, actually, with Canine Companions, that's one you're certainly going to want to listen to by going on our app. You can also go directly to the show's website, see who the show's sponsors are. Go directly to our law firm's website, Glazer & Associates, and find out more about the firm. You can instantly send us your questions and comments while we're on the air. Read all of our prior newsletters. Register for our seminars. The big one is less than 2 weeks away. Read all of our blog articles. Tomorrow's topic, year-end financial reporting. And again, it's all in one new Condo Craze and HOAs app for your iPhone or your Android device. Just give it a try. Let us know what you think. Just do a search for Condo Craze, and it comes right up. And, of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
And as our listeners know, we were off last week. Eric was in Las Vegas. He goes every year for the Super Bowl. So did you bet on the Patriots?
Yeah, I had the Patriots. The problem was I also had under 47.5 points.
Oh.
So, you know, but I hit the box pool for the first time in like 18 years. So it turned out all
nice.
Right. I think we can all agree that Super Bowl definitely lived up to all
yes.
the hype. But people are still talking about it. Really a great game. But listeners of the show know I'm never here on Super Bowl Sunday because my Brooklyn childhood friends and I have met in Vegas now for 18 years in a row. And these are friends we're talking about, so one or 4 and 5 years old. So talk about being a lucky guy. But now it's back to work. Ironically, if you haven't seen the movie, what is it, Last Vegas? Hysterical. It's about
really?
Four guys from Brooklyn
it's like you.
Growing up in Flatbush, and they go back. They're a little older. They're like 70. But going back to Vegas and staying at the same hotel we did, absolutely hysterical if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
Definitely go see it. But like I said, back to work.
All right. Well, last show, we had Luke McGregor, Christina St. Blancard, and Martha Johnson and Canine Companions for Independence. They're a nonprofit organization that trains service animals, which their animals are amazing.
Wasn't there something?
Yeah,
that dog was, right? Amazing.
And this is for people who need them as a result of serious physical injuries they're suffering from, not for any emotional condition.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, Karen, you know, I think it's fair to say that there's some issues we cover on the show that are perhaps more important than other issues. And last show, we had one of our guests here in a wheelchair because he's a quadriplegic. And we had another guest in the studio who I would describe really as a beautiful young woman with severe hearing loss. And to hear the difficulties that they were both experiencing with their real service animals as a result of the problems that the fake service animals are causing now in public places, I got to tell you, that simply put me over the edge. So, you know, I said it last time and I'll say it again. Really, shame on anybody who attempts to say they need a service animal or emotional support animal when they don't. And shame on any doctor who helps perpetuate this fraud, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and well, hopefully this is the first step toward doing something about it. There's legislation pending right now in both the Florida House and Senate, which at least attempts to somewhat criminalize the type of behavior we're talking about here. And what the proposed legislation says is that a person who knowingly and willfully misrepresents herself or himself through conduct or verbal or written notice as using a service animal and being qualified to use a service animal or as a trainer of a service animal commits a misdemeanor of the second degree and must perform 30 hours of community service for an organization that serves individuals with disabilities or for another entity or organization at the discretion of the court to be completed in not more than 6 months.
Yeah, very interesting.
So soon it may be a crime for someone to possess one of these fake service animals?
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see is right. You know, that's the way the statute reads, Karen. You know, if you misrepresent yourself through conduct as using and being qualified to use a service animal, you know, you're technically now going to be committing a crime if this legislation passes.
So I'm in the hospital visiting a friend, and another friend comes in with her schnauzer in a baby carriage.
In a baby carriage, yeah, right.
In a hospital.
In a hospital.
How does that work? I don't get it.
It's insane. You know, Scott, what do you think?
I think that, you know, I think the intentions of the legislation are good, but I don't think it's going to do anything.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, very few people are, you know, not savvy enough now to call their non-service animals service animals. They call them emotional support animals.
Right.
And that this legislation doesn't, you know, take issue with that whatsoever. And generally, I've found that the more fraudulent situations are used the term emotional support animal, which is, again, not addressed by this statute. And then also there's the who's going to enforce this statute. You know, I mean,
right.
I think our law enforcement officials down here have enough to deal with that they might let a few of these people slip through the cracks if this legislation is even passed.
Right. I agree. And I think it's going to be difficult burden to overcome, especially when someone comes forward with a doctor's note, and they say, "How can you prosecute me? My doctor gave me a note." But you know what we've said on the show? I've taken the deposition of doctors, and doctors admit during their deposition that they only wrote the note as a favor to their patient. But I'll say this: I have no problem if someone presents a doctor's note, and I wind up deposing that doctor, and that doctor tells me the note is basically a fake, which we've had now on more than one occasion. I'll be the first one to test that statute. I have no problem marching into the state attorney's office and requesting prosecution against the person who presented that fake note. Just let this statute pass. Believe me, the first time I get a doctor testifying that way, I'll wind up at the state attorney's office, no doubt about it. And, you know, they can charge the doctor, too, for all I care. And, you know, as I said, you really want to stop this absolute nonsense? Go after the doctors who write these fake notes and the doctors who actually take an oath to help the sick. Well, guess what? You're actually hurting the sick each and every time you write a letter that allows someone to possess a fake service animal. So let's get a few doctors in trouble, let the word get out, and I think the nonsense will stop. And I'll say this about last week's show. Lots of people were angered by what they heard on the show last week. In fact, I had more than one person tell me that it was definitely the best show we ever did. And I really hope that many of our listeners contact Canine Companions and do all they can to help them get this legislation passed. But before we go to a break, how about we go to Ron in Hollywood?
Hey, Eric. Hi, Karen. Hi, everyone.
How are you, Ron?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I have, you know, regarding the service animals, I think that's sad that people take advantage and people with real disabilities that need that. And also, I have on another subject, I have a leak behind my wall. Is the condo responsible for that leak, or am I?
If there's a leak inside the wall, yes, the condo is responsible for checking into that leak and fixing the leak if that pipe is behind the wall. And once you put the condo on notice about it, if they fail to take proper action to repair it, let's say the leak gets really bad now, right? And it causes the wall to burst. It causes, you know, a significant leak in your unit, and it starts destroying the personal property in your unit. Ordinarily, when that happens, the condo is not responsible for the damages inside your unit. But when you put them on notice that there is a leak, it's getting worse, and they don't fix it, and then your property gets damaged, well, guess what? They're going to be responsible for the damage to the interior of your unit as well.
It seems like there's always an issue with the condo, you know. My friend Eric here, there's always something going on in a condo.
That's why we have a show directly related to everything that does go on in either condos and HOAs. But, Ron, thank you for being a loyal listener, and I thank you for calling in. You got it, Ron. Be well. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour, and when we get back, we'll talk about what else happens when reserve funds are incorrectly used, and, of course, we'll talk about anything and everything else in the world of condos and HOAs, and give us a call here in the studio, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstel, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Well, welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
All right. The big day is less than 2 weeks away, everybody. Remember, board members, you got to get certified 1 year before getting elected or appointed to the board, or within 90 days of actually getting elected or appointed to the board. And if you don't, you are removed from the board. We get questions about that all day long. And I guess just to answer that at this point, you know, what happens if you don't get certified within 90 days? You know, people ask me all the time, what do we do to remove that person from the board? The answer to the question is there's nothing you do. They are automatically removed. So, you know, at that board meeting, when that board meeting starts and that person hasn't been certified within 90 days, they should not be going up there and sitting at the head of the table and participating as a member of the board, because automatically, by operation of law, they are off the board. So one way of getting certified is by taking our popular Condo Craze and HOA's board member certification course. We've now certified about 9,000 Floridians all across the state.
So what is the schedule this year?
We're going to be all over the state again, Karen, and here we go. But the next big one is right here in town. It's in South Florida, February 21st. What's that? Less than 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from yesterday. Registration's going to start at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Again, February 21st. Registration and breakfast actually starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be a great day of education. There's going to be courses taught by our sponsors on association accounting methods, elections, roofing, driveway and walkway maintenance, watching your wallet, even more. I think there's about 7 classes in addition to the board certification class. There's going to be free breakfast and free lunch. And as of Friday, when we left, or as of yesterday, I should say, we had 300 people registered for February 21st.
So
it's going to be mobbed on the 21st. So get there early. I promise, like always, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we move to Florida's West Coast. A month later, March 21st, we're going to be in Bonita Springs. A lot of people registered for that one already, too. It's going to be at the Hyatt Resort. I think it's Coconut K in Bonita Springs, March 21st. Palm Beach County, we didn't forget about you. March 25th, 4 days later, we're going to be at the Palm Beach County Convention Center. And that's the Palm Beach County Condo and HOA Expo, hosted by the great folks who put together that event by L&L. And again, they were kind enough to ask me to teach at that show, and I'm honored, and I'm certainly going to be there. And then, of course, we're coming to Dade County, too, on April 22nd, this time at the Miami Beach Convention Center at the South Florida Condo and HOA Expo. And again, thanks to the great folks at L&L who asked for our participation. Much appreciated.
Okay, so we have Broward, Florida's West Coast, Palm Beach County, and Miami-Dade County all covered. So how do everyone register for any of these events?
Well, there's two ways, Karen. First, you can visit the show's website at www.condocraze.com. condocrazeandhoas.com. That's all spelled out, condocrazeandhoas.com. Or if you were smart enough to download our app, just click on the Register for Our Seminars tab and you will get an email verification that you are registered.
Yeah, we sent out an email for the event that's in 2 weeks on Friday saying there's just a few seats left, and there really are. So I'm thinking when we do this show next week, we're going to tell everybody it's too late, but there'll probably be a standby line. So again, if you haven't registered, really, there really are only a few seats left. So again, go to condocrazeandhoas.com. On that note, how about we go to Margo in Pembroke Pines. How are you, Margo?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a question. We have lots of handymen working here, and senior citizens were always able to hire them after hours.
Uh-huh.
Can the board decide not to let these people work for us after hours?
I think that's probably a rule that the board can make. If they don't want their employees working in the unit owners' homes after hours, I think they have a legitimate right to say, no, we don't want that, because the board is afraid that that's still, notwithstanding the fact that it's after hours, if something were to really go bad in your unit, let's say, and the person is not licensed, not qualified, or didn't pull the right permit, still, somebody in the condominium, if they wind up suffering damage as a result of an unlicensed person doing work in your unit, they're going to wind up suing the condominium. So I think the condo can turn to that employee and say, listen, we'd love for you to work here, but one of the conditions is you're just not going to do any, you know, any work in people's homes after 5 o'clock.
All right. I understand that. Now, the other question is, we have a clubhouse that's closed Saturday and Sunday with a lot of parking in front of it, which is not available to us. They won't let us park there, even though the building is closed.
Uh-huh.
Is that legitimate?
Okay. Generally, when it comes to parking, and Scott, you can tell me if you agree, bottom line is when it comes to parking, parking is typically considered common elements, especially the guest parking. And if you look at the statute and if you look at your governing documents, there's language in there that's going to say the board can make reasonable rules and regulations governing the use of the common elements, which includes the parking. So as long as the board can come up with a theory as to why that rule is reasonable, and reasonable has to basically relate or promote the welfare or safety of the unit owners. If they can come up with any explanation in that regard, then yes, a court or an arbitrator would consider that rule to be perfectly reasonable.
All right. Can I tell you what their reasoning is?
Yes.
Somebody, or I don't know how many, their reasoning was that several people have parked there overnight.
Right.
But again, the place is closed Saturday for sure, and Sunday also. So even if they park there overnight, what difference would it make?
I have no idea what difference would it make. And, you know, you can have a rule that says, you know, no parking overnight. But if you have guests during the week guests on the weekend that come over, certainly what's wrong with having a few extra guest parking spots?
And it's not even for guests. My car has a logo on it. I play in a building right near the clubhouse. There's never any guest parking available when I drive over there, so I wanted to park in front of that building.
Wait, Margo, I'm gonna flip this on you, though. I tell you what, what's confusing to me is, forget the parking issue. Why in the world is the clubhouse closed on Saturday and Sunday? I mean, you know, people really want to use it.
Well, nobody uses it unless there's an affair going on. But Saturday, they can get in to do their laundry cart, but no workers are there, and nothing is going on there.
Is this a 55 and over community, by the way?
Yes, it is.
See how life just flips on you?
Yep.
All of a sudden, on the weekends, you don't do anything, right?
Right, right.
it's strange. Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying. It's not being used. I can understand if it's being used, they need the parking for people that are going in.
Right. Hey,
but
go ahead. I was going to make a suggestion. How about writing a letter to your board?
I wrote a letter to the president, and when I bumped into him and I said, did you get my letter? He says, yes. He says, nothing's going to happen. He says he has problems of his own.
Right. Well, in a condo, you'd be able to challenge that rule in an arbitration proceeding. the loser winds up paying the attorney's fees for both sides. So unless the board's thinking is way out of line, it might be difficult to do anything to get them to change it or to have an arbitrator rule in your favor. So thanks for the call, Margo. We got to go to Grace in Delray Beach. How are you, Grace?
Hi, love your show.
Thank you so much. How
can
we help?
I live in a condo, and every time my neighbor above me flushes his toilet, I hear it in mine.
So tell him not to use the toilet ever again. see, we have practical solutions on the show. Every time he flushes the toilet,
that's
you hear it in your unit.
That's not the answer I want.
No, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Now, I did complain to a few members of the board. And
wait, are you saying you hear it? You hear the flush? Is
yes,
that what it is?
Yes, I can actually hear him flushing the toilet. Above.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, now, it never used to be that way because I've been living in this apartment a long time. But it's happening now. So I'm thinking there's something wrong with the plumbing. Why should I hear his toilet flush in my apartment?
Strange kind of situation.
Huh.
Yeah, that is strange. But I would... probably get an opinion from an expert. The only way you can approach the board
get
and ask them to do something about it, right, is by getting an expert plumber to give you a diagnosis as to what it is. If there's a problem with the plumbing, then at least you can tell the condo association, here is my written report from a plumber who says there's a problem with the plumbing. Do something about it, and correct it. And for maybe there's a significant problem with the plumbing that if it doesn't get fixed, instead of hearing the toilet flush in your unit, the toilet is actually going to wind up flushing into your unit.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I'm afraid of.
Doesn't she have to record the sound?
If she can, kind of get some, whatever proof you can, do that and get an opinion from an expert as to why that's suddenly happening. Because it doesn't make sense at all. How long are you living in that unit?
20 years.
So all of a sudden, to be hearing something, did they change the flooring upstairs? Do you know?
No.
Is it the same unit owner for upstairs?
It's the tile floor.
Right. Is it the same owner upstairs? It is. So all of a sudden, to start hearing it, very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I could possibly think of is to get an opinion from an expert.
From a plumber.
There's probably something different or something wrong with the pipes. All of a sudden, I would guess, but I'm certainly not an expert in that regard. But if you can show that there is, then you got to make the association fix it.
But the kind of answer that they gave me, they want to pass the buck to me, like, oh, well, it's your fault. But I know it's not my fault. It's coming from above.
I would still have, it to the extent you can, see if a plumber can give you an opinion. If you can't get an opinion, the best you can do is just put the association on notice. And if something does happen and it winds up causing damage to your unit and they didn't bother to check it out, they're going to be responsible for any and all damages that occur in your unit should something happen. So it's worth it for them to spend, a service call and spend some money on a plumber to see what the problem might be. You're not one of those chronic complainers, I take it. So this is legitimate.
Right. I really appreciate your wonderful advice.
Thank you so much, Grace. All right, let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. We'll get to the reserve issues in a moment. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
This is South Florida's number one local choice. 850 WFTL, West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ELCONelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA, taking your phone calls about reserves, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners and want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you meet hundreds of different associations and be listed on the show's website and have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and send us a quick email.
All right, again, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We had Paul Grafoni from our sponsor, Custom Reserves, on the show a few weeks ago, talking about all the complexities of handling reserve funds. And I have to tell you, at the seminars, I think that's probably the topic we get the most questions about, especially now this time of year. You know, how do you go about establishing them, how you can spend them, etc. And as we know, a board member can make a mistake and wind up using the reserve funds for certain repairs, thinking that these funds are actually available for that particular use, when in reality, they're actually violating the statute. Let me give you an example of that. The board is presented, let's say, with the need to replace carpeting on all of the common elements, and the board believes that the funds in the reserve account can be used to replace the carpeting, right? Certainly seems reasonable. If, however, the funds for that new carpeting were never being reserved in the first place, it would be illegal for the board to use those reserve account funds.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only be used if a carpeting reserve was previously being funded. Only then could the board dip into the reserve account for funds to purchase new carpeting. So that particular item had to be reserved.
So wait. What are you saying, Eric? If you have a reserve fund for a roof, you can't use it to remodel a lobby?
There you go. That's exactly right. And this is true, by the way, Scott, even if you're using what's commonly referred to as the pooling method.
So you'd have a special assessment for the carpeting?
There you go. Exactly. Okay. Right. You may have to do that.
Okay, so suppose the board made an error in good faith. Can the board members get in any trouble?
Well, sometimes, Karen. IREIT unit owners want the boards to, you know, individually replace those reserve funds from their own monies, and that ain't going to happen. But individual liability against the director is rare and is almost exclusively found when the board member, you know, stole money or did something really intentional or criminal that's in their own personal interest. You know, if you have these irate owners and they file a complaint with the DBPR and an investigator issues a letter to the association that requires the association to put the money back in the reserve account, that's probably like the farthest this is going to go if they just use the money for something else for the condo. But, you know, Eric, there's really not too much else.
Absolutely, of course. And if the association doesn't have enough funds in its operating account to replenish that reserve account, the association, like Karen said, you're just going to be required to pass a special assessment, just like they needed to do actually in the first place.
Okay, and we asked our blog readers what they thought the penalties should be when the board illegally touches reserve funds, and if they had more questions on reserves, and do they ever?
Yeah, how much John say, Karen?
Well, John said, does the board need the community vote to use the reserves, or can the board decide to use it on their own?
This comes up so often. Like, board members, they hear about these stories, and oftentimes they're afraid, even though they have the money and even though it's properly reserved, they're afraid to use it. And it's a good question, John. But as long as those reserve funds are being used for reserve items, then the board does not need a vote of the community in order to use those reserve funds. They can make that decision by the board members only. It's only when you use the reserve funds for purposes that they weren't intended originally for, only then would you need a vote of the unit owners to accomplish that.
All right, we got another one here from Helen, and she says, we pool our reserves. So if a new item, such as a pool furniture, was added to the reserves last year, and the furniture cost is $10,000, do we need to show that the $10,000 was actually transferred to the reserves? If not, it seems illegal to use funds that were not actually carried over into the reserves. Please advise. Hey, Eric, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is she talking about that they pool their reserves?
That's what it sounds
for
like,
the pooling
right?
method, or is this for the pool furniture, and it's for the pool?
It sounds like she's talking about the pooling methods. Another interesting question. And if you use the pooling method, but you didn't actually contribute enough money for a specific category in order for that category to be considered fully funded, you know, can you still use the funds in the pooled reserves? And the answer to that question is yes, you can. And in fact, that's exactly why a community would switch to a pooled reserve system. It's exactly for that very reason. So all the money thrown into the pot can be used for any category in that pot.
Okay, and GRC said, from what I understand from the fantastic board certification course, is that if you have a reserve for a specific purpose like the carpet, you can't use it for other issues like the roof. But if you have just a reserve account, you can use it on any type of work. Is that correct?
Not exactly. You know, you can use funds set aside for carpet on your roof only if you use the pooling method of reserves or you get permission of the owners. And you can't do this without a vote of the unit owners if you use the straight line method of reserve funding. That's why we spend so much time talking about this at the seminars, because a lot of people, quite frankly, you're confused, but it's a good time of year to actually be talking about all this.
All right. Well, here's another one. This one's from Dolores, and she says, I understand there's another reserve account called contingency account, where money put into this account can be used for things that may come up that are not in the annual budget account, kind of like a miscellaneous account. Is that true?
No, it isn't. And we hear this all the time about these contingency fund accounts. You know, so many associations have these contingency accounts. And the bottom line is there's no such thing. You either have a reserve account, which uses either the straight line method or the reserve account, you know, using a pooled method, but there's no such thing as a contingency fund. And I guess just to recap also, when the association in a condo sends their budget out at the beginning of the year, you have to show those reserve accounts as being fully funded, fully funded, unless the board gives the unit owners the option to waive or reduce the funding. And believe it or not, the board does not even have to give the unit owners that option. So if you have a board that has its heart set on passing a budget that contains full reserves, guess what? Like it or not, there's going to be full reserves in that community. So think about that.
D.W. Molt said our condo association has substantial reserves in specified accounts, roofing, pool, etc. We've been advised to pool the reserves to avoid a situation where, for example, we have more funds than needed in the roofing reserves, but are underfunded in the elevator reserves when it breaks down and requires replacement. Is such pooling advisable? Contrarywise, would we be legally able to borrow from the roofing reserves to cover the elevator costs, replacing the funds over time with future monies designated for the elevator?
That's a great question by D.W. Mall. And I think, again, you had too much money in one category, not enough in another. And I think pooling the reserves in this situation is actually perfect, you know, where he says one item is overfunded and the other is underfunded. You know, the problem is if you want to move those reserve funds, if you have a straight line account, into a pooled account now, what do you do with the money that's already in the straight line account? You'd have to get a vote of the owners in order to make that transfer into the pooled account, because now actually you're using that straight line funds for purposes for which they weren't originally intended. But this is a oftentimes confusing issue. If you have any questions on it, now's the time to call 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. Blaine from Palm City, I see you're on hold. All right, you know what? Let's take Blaine's call before we go to our final break. How are you, Blaine?
Oh, okay, Eric. I've talked to you about this situation before. I'm in a 50-unit, not-for-profit community air park. 4 or 5 years ago, we voted to improve our runway facility to all weather and so forth of a cost of about $500,000. 8 entities out of the 50 refused to pay for their share of the runway improvement. It got into the courts, and it's been a high-profile case in our county here for the past 4 years. It's finally been settled, and the judge has ruled that the opponents must pay the cost plus the 18% and lawyer fees.
Here you go.
But all of them have made commitments to do that or paid up, except for the attorney's fees, which are around $50,000, $60,000, which will be a judge next week or in the next couple of weeks on how much of that we recoup. Okay, the problem is this. He has ruled, and he was a judge, a federal appeals court judge on retirement, pinch hitting in our courts,
yes.
As you said.
Right.
So we come on pretty good authority. He has ruled that we're not subject to 720 at all.
Hmm. Okay. Don't know why. Would love to see the opinion. Would love to see you get it to me. Then I guess he ruled it as a matter of contract law that simply by virtue of the fact that there's a contract that homeowner was a party to, or those 8 owners were a party to, they owe the money. Now, the interesting thing is typically when a 720 does apply, when you have a covenant that runs with the land, and if you don't pay assessments, you can wind up getting liened and foreclosed on. And that looks like what started to happen here. I'd be curious to see what that final judgment reads. But it seems to me that 720 would apply. And I'd be curious to see why the judge's decision said 720 does not apply. But you're calling in regards to one of the rarest things we probably have in Florida, a community association that has a common area runway. You know, how many associations in Florida actually have that? I know Travolta lives, I think, in an HOA with a private plane.
Yes.
But other than that, Blaine, you might be the only one. But the lines are backing up. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls when we get back, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Is your condominium beginning to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making it look terrible and putting your residents in danger? Are you under orders from the county or city to fix up the condo by a deadline? Are you in need of 40-year certification for your building? Then you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. Carousel does it all. South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor, located in Del Rey since 1979. Carousel knows how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate, 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. If you want to see the work Carousel can do for you, visit the website cdri.net. That's cdri.net. Carousel Restoration, the cure for your condo. Call 561-272-3700. Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new. PD Painting is committed to provide quality service and long-term customer satisfaction. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. You can rely on PD Painting to tell you what you need in order to make your property look great again. Let PD Painting handle all the details, and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting, 888-416-3204. That's 888-416-3204. If you want to see photos of what PD Painting has done for other condos and homes, just go to pdpaintinginc.com. Again, that's pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. We're taking your phone calls, and we are loaded. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, how about we start with Bob in Pembroke Pines. How are you, Bob?
Fine.
How can we help?
Yeah, on your reserve contingency, you said that it's not supposed to be done. Is that illegal to do a contingency fund, or is it just something that shouldn't be done?
Well, the statute calls for two different ways in which to do reserve funds. So you either, and by the way, you're calling from a condo or an HOA?
HOA.
Okay, HOAs could be a little different too. Okay, HOAs are a little different too. Because whereas in the condo statute, reserve funds must be maintained, right, in a unless voted down, must be fully funded. In an HOA, you get there basically three different ways. If the unit owners voted in reserves, if the developer originally had reserves, or if the board of directors themselves going forward wants to establish a reserve account. So let me ask you the question this way first. In your community, do you know why you have a reserve account?
That's what the builder left us.
Okay, so the builder started with a reserve account, and now you're maintaining it. Going forward. Okay. So I'll still take the opinion that going forward, the reserve account should be done by one of two different ways. Either having reserves done by the straight line method or having reserves done by the pooling method, one of the two?
We do straight line.
You do straight line method. Okay, fine. All right,
yeah,
so
they wanted to pool them before, but I voted against it.
Okay, so basically the straight line method, you know, you're saying, is it just a contingency count? You know, how do you arrive at the numbers? Just to basically tell everybody how you're supposed to arrive at the numbers. Let's say you have a roof, and you're in an HOA, so it might not be the roof. But let's say it's the roof of the clubhouse, and you know the roof of that clubhouse has a 10-year life expectancy, and you know it's going to cost $100,000 10 years from now to replace that roof. Then really on either the straight line or the pooling method, you're supposed to be reserving $10,000 a year. For the next 10 years, you're going to divide that by the number of homes or units in your community. You're going to divide that by 12 months, and that's how much everybody has to be contributing towards a roof reserve account for the next 10 years so that in 10 years you have enough money to pay for that roof. And that money is either going to be put into a straight line account or a pooled account.
We have that. We do have that, the roof for the clubhouse, because our roofs in here are, it's townhouses, but the roofs are by the homeowners themselves. The only thing the association does is clean the roofs.
Right, understood.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's generally how it's done, okay? That's the way to, that one of those two methods. The good thing about being put into a pooling account is all of the items that you're reserving for gets thrown into one account, and you can borrow from Peter to pay Paul. That's why a lot of communities are switching to that. But we got about 2 minutes left. We still have to go with Elizabeth in Boca. How are you, Elizabeth?
Good, thank you. Regarding HOA board-created reserves,
yes,
is it correct to say that no Florida statute applies to these board-created reserves?
Well, it talks about how they are originally established.
They were established by boards.
But they were established originally by who? The developer?
No.
They were established by the board. No, the statute does have one thing that you must abide by. If the mm-hmm. board is going to have a reserve account based upon simply a decision by the board of directors, there's a limit on that reserve account. That is the amount of any limitation imposed upon increases in assessments that's contained in your governing documents. So let's say, for example, your governing documents say your assessments can only go up by 10% a year, and now you want to have that reserve account. Well, if your reserve account is going to make it go up by more than 10% a year with board-approved reserves, then you can't do it. You got to knock it down. That's the only thing that the statute really says in regards to limitations that in an HOA regarding board-imposed reserve accounts. Got to take our final call of the hour, and I'm going to go
a board could decide to move money from a reserve account to the operating account?
No, I didn't say that. Absolutely not. No, I would take the position that no, they can't. Reserves can still only be used for the purposes for which they were intended. All right, how about we go with Joanne in Delray Beach? How are you, Joanne?
Hi, fine, just fine. I'm calling about, I guess, the order of business at our annual member meeting.
Yes.
And it says here, election of chairperson.
The music playing. Do you want to know who decides who the chairperson is?
Yes.
Generally, according to your governing documents, it's going to be the president, but somebody can make a motion to usually appoint the attorney as the chairperson. There's a second, there's a vote on it, and then the attorney chairs the meeting or anybody else they want to use. Everybody, thanks for calling in. Have a great week, and we'll speak to you again next week on Condo Craze and HOAs.